November 18th. Terry Waite, an envoy and a hostage. On this day in 1991, the Anglican Church envoy to Lebanon, Terry Waite, was released after more than 4 years in captivity in that country. Waite, the special envoy of the Archbishop of Canterbury, had earlier secured the release of several other hostages. The man who'd once said, "Freeing hostages is like putting up a stage set, which you do with the captors, agreeing on each piece as you slowly put it together. Then you leave an exit through which both the captor and the captive can walk with sincerity and dignity," had suddenly found himself playing a starring part in the drama. During captivity, Waite said he was frequently blindfolded, beaten, and subjected to mock executions. He spent much of the time chained to a radiator and was transported in a giant refrigerator as his captors moved him about. Since his release, Waite has been active in working for charitable causes and has written books about his experiences. "At the end of the day," he says, "love and compassion will win." Today's poem is by Richard Lovelace, another man of principle who lived 300 years before Terry Waite. It's called "To Lancaster, on Going to the Wars." Tell me not, sweet, I am unkind, that from the nunnery of thy chaste breast and quiet mind to war and arms I fly. True, a new mistress now I chase, the first foe in the field, and with a stronger faith embrace a sword, a horse, a shield. Yet this inconstancy is such as you too shall adore. I could not love thee, dear, so much, loved I not honour more. Today I give thanks for all brave men of principle. The world certainly needs them.